If the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002 took information security into the corporate boardrooms of publicly traded companies, 3 years later, in 2005, a very interesting incident at TJ Maxx took information security into every business, small or large. What happened at TJ Maxx is really a textbook example of all the ways in which a company can do its information security wrong. For starters, TJ Maxx did not use wireless encryption at its stores. So, Albert Gonzalez, an information security expert, figured that he could just stand outside the stores early in the morning when the stores opened and could skim off usernames and passwords floating in the air over the wireless network when store employees logged into the systems. What is even more interesting is that the same usernames and passwords gave Albert access into the IT systems at corporate headquarters of TJ Maxx. Using this information, Albert and his associates stole about 45 million credit cards from TJ Maxx. These cards were then sold off to buyers. The TJ Maxx incident made every company in the United States take wireless security seriously and motivated credit card companies to impose security requirements on wireless networks.